Our next speaker is Carson Guy. He is my research attorney. He was an intern for me, and then he was a briefing attorney for me, and now he's my research attorney. He left for a little while at some point in that long line of work, but Carson earned his BA from Texas State University and his JD from St. Mary's. He was a member of American Inns of Court. He served as on the National American Inns of Court Membership Committee. He was a member of the State Bar Journal Board of Editors and was an advisory member for several years also. He's written and co-authored many articles, including for the Bar Journal and the SMU Law Review and for CLE presentations. He co-authors a whole lot of stuff for me and does a great job for me, but I've got to make fun of you, I do. So he drafted an opinion not too long ago where he actually put this little phrase in there, something about getting a hitch in your giddy up, okay? And I'm editing going, do you not remember I'm from New Jersey and this phrase is like not going in this opinion, but... He's like, no, it's okay. Anyway, he's a great guy. He lives in Lampasas with his wife, Jessica. They have two children, Strat and Claire. Now he's running around with a lot of sports activities with the children, but he also has a giant sheep-a-doodle named Walter. Carson?
Hey, Judge. Judge? That's my... Yeah, I would like my... Thank you, Judge Hervey. Okay. So this is not the only ethics you'll get, but it's 3/4 of an hour, so it can't hurt. A lot of this will be a review for a lot of you that you already know, especially about Brady, and there will be a lot of black letter law. So sorry for throwing all that at you, but I promise I will not read it all to you. Like Judge Hurry said, my name's Carson Guy. I do work at the Court of Criminal Appeals, but in this presentation, I speak for myself, not speaking on behalf of the Court of Criminal Appeals. I just wanted to make that clear. And then here we go. So as we know, prosecutors have obligations to disclose evidence, and it can be difficult to decide. Sometimes you might have... a case where it's obvious that that type of evidence or information should be disclosed. One thing Judge Hervey and I have dealt a lot with, and she talks a lot about, is materiality for Brady and who decides what's material. Usually it's going to be the fringe cases where you're going to have that problem. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, I have a quote from Professor Gershman. I really like that he actually has a treatise on prosecutorial misconduct, which I did not know existed. But I did like his supporting contest quote, and I thought it would be a good way to start. We'll be talking about three sources of discovery obligations. It'd be constitutional, statutory, and ethical rules. Obviously, constitutional starts with Brady. Statutory is going to be Article 39.14. It is now the Michael Morton Act. We'll also talk about that. And then also the Texas Rules of Disciplinary Procedure, specifically Rule 3.04 and 3.09. Probably prosecutors in here are familiar with Schultz, the BODA case, Board of Disciplinary Appeals, where a prosecutor was sanctioned for not disclosing evidence. I tried to keep the facts as short as possible, but there is a mistake there. So there was a robbery committed, and Brady admitted that he was part of the robbery. A person was also killed, and he claimed that he did not kill the person and did not participate in killing the person. And then the Maryland Court of Appeals actually held that that violated... that the suppression denied Brady due process. And as everybody knows, SCOTUS granted certiorari, and the rule they came up with, this is the rule, the Brady rule that everybody knows,